America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's plenty of flowers being thrown for this team doing something it hadn't done since 2008 through five games. Has a chance to be 5-1 for the first time since 1996. But who's not getting enough credit, and what about this team do you think isn't getting enough credit? That's the question right now on Grant and Danny.
I'll start. These might be a little bit too easy, GP, but I'm going for them anyhow. Number one is Tyler Biadasz, a guy that you've highlighted throughout this show today. And we talked to Will Montgomery earlier. He was great breaking down what he sees from the O-line. But the lack of penalties, the how many times have you seen a free rusher and someone going, oh, I thought you were supposed to block that guy and I was going to block this guy, but oh, we got confused because this guy went this way. They're on the same page.
Especially with the rookie quarterback.
Exactly. Rookie quarterback, three new starters, really four on the offensive line. I mean, give or take, right? At times when you add in the fact that Coleman and Lucas are splitting. But they all of a sudden look like a cohesive group that's played together for a decade. And everyone seems to be on the same page. He's not only, you know, he was brought in to be a stabilizer, not necessarily a Pro Bowler, but that's how he's playing at this point to me. I mean, I'm not grading every center around the league at this stage, but here's what I know. They don't get penalized very much. The holes of the run game are there. Nobody's running unblocked to Jaden Daniels. And the rare times that they leave someone unaccounted for, Daniels goes for 35 around his butt. So give me Tyler Biadasz as an unsung hero.
I think that's a really good one. I'm going to go with, I think special teams in general has mostly been a strength for them and has been very quietly something that, again, not batting 1,000. They had a couple penalties in a game and a kickoff return for a touchdown brought back. But Eckler, last time I checked, was leading the NFL in kick return average. You know, they have done a really good job there. I thought Alamide Zaccheaus this past week as a punt returner was legit great. Routinely 10, 12, 15 yards he was getting on punt returns. Since the first week of the season, a loss and a bad loss, they have not missed an extra point or a field goal. That's huge. Tress Way is kicking bombs, very rarely punting, but when he has punted, he has been very good. Eckler yesterday, when we had him on the show, accentuated the kickoff coverage unit, which is one of the most physical, you know, thumps at a level that very few around the league do. I think that they've been pretty good on punt coverage. I don't really remember anything being ripped off against Way or the punt team. I'm not going to sit here and say it's a, you know, a plus, but it's pretty close since week one, I would say. And it's at least, you know, maybe in that B plus, A minus range for the season. And sometimes those hidden yards you never think about. You gain 15, so instead of first and 10 at the 15, it's 30. You know, you don't get a penalty to take you half the distance to the goal and you start your drive at the 29-yard line. those things add up, and I think that they're going in their favor way more often than they have in the past.
Unsung heroes. You touched on one of the names. I'm gonna do sort of a three as one here. Lamine Zaccheaus, Luke McCaffrey, Noah Brown, really all at fourth, and De'Ami Brown. Now, this is not a statistical production kudos, because you add their numbers together, they equal a wide receiver. That is the way I'm used to doing it, the way the rest of the league does it, right? You got a number one and number two. You get about 30 catches and, you know, 300, 400 yards out of those guys at this point, right? They're not doing it that way. What they are doing is having guys complete their responsibilities. So any given play, you got something different to do. And the blocking. We highlighted this play on Monday. Austin Ekeler highlighted it yesterday. On the run that Ekeler rips off, where he fumbles, Zaccheaus is out of the play. He carries out a play fake to the opposite side of the field, outruns 15 different people to slide in there and retain possession. Now, Washington wins the game regardless. They were better. That, at worst, would have acted as a great punt, right? Like as an arm punt kind of a thing, except it was via a rip-off run from Ekeler. But Zaccheaus hustles his butt down there. Oftentimes you do that and it's thankless. Well, the one time you need to do it, he does it, recovers that fumble. That unselfish receiver play, in terms of blocking and completing assignments and then doing everything you possibly can every play, is part of the reason why they're running it so damn well, especially when they go outside. And those unsung kind of, you know, under the radar plays are massive.
Couple guys on defense that I think have been mostly good. I remember a week or two into the season, there was this narrative that Bobby Wagner had lost a step. And he's not as fast as he once was. I think that's probably clear. You're not going to be at his age when you've tackled as many guys and had as many collisions as he has. But I do think Bobby Wagner's played really well as the defense has improved the last couple of weeks. He's got six tackles for loss.
Six.
Nobody else on the team has more than two. That's a boatload. You're talking about, for a Mike linebacker to be on pace for like 25 tackles for loss over the course of a season, it's pretty insane. The other guy I would call out defensively that I haven't heard mentioned basically at all this year, who I think has flashed a ton, is Quan Martin. And he got banged up. We'll have to see what his status is moving forward, what the injury report looks like for him. But Quan Martin, to me, is really settling in as a very solid long-term building block in his role defensively, where he essentially serves now as like a second safety, but really it's just positionless DB football where he covers, he's in the nickel occasionally, and dime, he's matching up with somebody, they're playing zone, they bring him down in the box from time to time. I think Quan Martin's been much better maybe than people think so far.
Give me Dorrance Armstrong. Now, this is what people a lot of times when it comes to pass rushers or otherwise will oftentimes focus on what somebody is not. He is not Von Miller in his prime. He is not Micah Parsons. He's not a guy that we just saw this week who didn't do much, but he's not Myles Garrett. Very few of those guys are. It's a little bit more workmanlike. He's not going to win every time and disrupt the play. You don't always see him coming. You don't always see him constantly beating a tackle. But he's on 11 sack pace. Part of that is because they're playing good team defense. Part of that is they got leads and guys are throwing. Part of that is, you know, just by being around, you'll end up touching the quarterback in a Stubblefield style. But 11 sacks is 11 sacks. You know what I mean? That's not something that happens all the time around here. So, it's not always the flash play, the sack fumble, the game changer type stuff, but Whisper Quiet is on pace for an 11-sack season.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.